In 1930, an Iowa artist named Grant Wood asked his sister and his dentist to pose for a painting, a tribute to the tough rural stock of America. He dressed his sister in a simple frock, a white collar held close around her neck by a brooch. The dentist he outfitted in overalls, a band collar shirt buttoned tight around the throat, and a dark business jacket. He posed the couple, bored stiff, in front of a plain house. Far to the south lies a land of dazzling snowfields, crystalline glaciers, and dramatically carved ice mountains, soaring above an untamed frozen wilderness. Many have been here, but only some have returned safely. A compass is useless, also trying to take directions from the movements of the sun, which are erratic, and words here are as pointless as calling in a vacant wilderness. Whatever I do, I must keep my head. I know it is easier for me to lose my way forever here than in other landscapes. The Ballistic Missile Defense Program, regarded by some U.S. agencies as the benchmark of effective technology transfer, has initiated spin-offs of 23 new businesses. In our next segment, we visit individual stadiums, explore tales of the classic teams, legendary stars, and the devotion of the American baseball fan. First stop, Yankee Stadium, home of the team America loves to hate, and breeding ground for a host of superstars and legends. Back at the Hall of Fame in the World Series room, we explore the lives of ordinary men with extraordinary skills.